Today is Monday, November 4th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Job Action Day. It's also National Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day. So I guess it's those people who, you know, we're going to go over to Bob in the weather copter, or the traffic copter, not weather, the traffic copter. Bob, how's the traffic looking? And they're like, Jim Bob, the traffic on the nines is a little bit backed up at the exit for the Waffle House. And they have that fake helicopter sound in the background. It's also National Chicken Lady Day. And finally, it's National Candy Day. It's interesting that National Candy Day is after Halloween. Is that because everyone has the leftover candy from the Halloween and you're trying to finish it and you're eating way too much candy because you've got that bowl of leftover candy? I don't know. But let's look at the... we got a couple of messages that came in since the last show. And one of them mentions candy. So let's talk about that. I sound like Good Mythical Morning. Let's talk about that. Or let's talk about it. Lamont Cranston says, "Hi, Adam. Albanese is a brand of gummy bears. They sell them here in the Northeast. I'm not sure where else in the country they are." Okay. So Albanese sounds like an Albanian gummy bear is basically what it reminds me of. It sounds like, oh, these are the special. And I know Haribo is at least originally was not a U.S. gummy bear. It was somewhere over in Europe. I don't know where they made them, but the first time I saw Haribo was in, or maybe it's in Japan. I don't know. Somewhere else that's not the United States, folks. And when I lived in England, I don't like to mention that too often, but when I lived in the UK, that was a very popular gummy bear. And it wasn't super popular here at the time, but now it is. So I was just thinking, oh, maybe it's similar. Maybe they were made, you know, in some other country and they're Albanian gummy bears and there's some specialness to them that I'm not aware of. So Gary in Portland says, "I was working for Travelocity. It was around 2008 to 2009. I have a blue jean duster coat. I got a Santa Claus suit. Travelocity sold the hat." So what he's referring to, folks, if you don't remember, because sometimes when folks text message us for the show, when they text message me for the show, they are in the middle of listening to an episode and they forget the fact that I'm probably going to be reading this on a show in the future and people may not remember what they were talking about. And so they're very top of mind, sort of, you know, in the moment sort of text messages. But he was talking about the fact that he said he dressed up as the Travelocity gnome.
I really need to yawn. Oh.
He was saying that he needed, I took a nap earlier and I think it's impacting me. I feel groggy at the moment. I was saying, because I also recorded Throwing Down just right before I started recording Geeky Gay. And I was telling Joe that when I take a nap, I don't normally take naps because they make me groggy and sluggish for the rest of the day. And everyone's like, oh, well, you just have to make sure you take a really short nap. Because if you take a short 15, 20 minute nap, that's enough to perk you up, but it's not going to make you drowsy for the rest of the day. How do you do that? It is impossible. I fell asleep and I slept for, I don't know, an hour. Probably a little bit longer than that. So I'm feeling a little bit sluggish and I guess I'm yawning. Sorry about that. I need to yawn again.
Oh. Yeah.
So enjoy your day at work. I'm already sleepy. So he dressed up as a Travelocity gnome for Halloween. That is actually a cute con. I'm sure other people have. If you know what Gary looks like, I don't know what he looked like in 2008, 2009, because that was before I knew Gary. But if you know what he looks like now or in the past 5 years, I've seen him within the past 5 years. I feel like that would be such a cute costume for him to wear. So very, very cute, Gary. I like it. So we had a weekend, as we always do, and we didn't. So on Saturday, we recorded the mix Friday night. So that was a normal Friday night. I did have some weirdness with the video switcher. And I love my video switcher, but it is cranky. It does not work perfectly every single time. There are things. And so it, for whatever reason, and I'm pretty sure the hard drive was full and I was trying to record, it stopped streaming midstream, stopped recording, started blinking and doing weird things that I didn't know how to fix. And we were in the middle of the show. And so I couldn't stop and fix it. I need to set a backup recording, but video is just a pain in the butt. But anyway, regardless, I have this new Rodecaster video that I want to try. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe that will, you know, if I switch and use that instead, maybe it will be more stable. Although this Rodecaster video, it's the first video product that they've made like this, a first video switcher product that they've made. And so it may be worse. But I'm going to try it. Like I said, I love the Blackmagic A10 Mini, but it does have some quirks, that's for sure. So we recorded that, and I ordered a Taco Bell DoorDash because I've been unable to get back on my diet. But starting Monday, I am back on the diet. I am determined. I'm not giving up. My goal, It was not a New Year's resolution, but around New Year's this year, I decided I was going to start on my weight loss journey. At my lowest, I had lost 30 pounds. I'm not there now. I've gained some of that back. I have not stepped on the scale recently in the past, let's say, 3 or 4 weeks since we went to Greece. So I don't know how much I've gained back, but I know I have gained some back. But I'm getting back on the wagon because I want to be... Even if I don't make my goal, which was to get down to 145 pounds, I want to have lost a significant amount of weight. Let's say when I hit January 1st of next year, I want to be a good ways towards my ultimate goal. So I'm getting back on it, but I was not, and I ordered DoorDash, and I found, because I don't want to wake up Mark. We don't finish recording until midnight my time, or 12:30 my time, and I shouldn't be eating at all. But Mark is already in bed by then, and I don't want to wake him up for two reasons. One is I'm ashamed that I'm eating at that time, and the second reason is I just don't want to wake him up because he has trouble getting back to sleep when he's woken up, and so I don't want to do that. But I found... And I know that leaving the house, if I were to open the garage door, get in my car, start the car, leave, go get food, come back, open the garage door, you know, close, all of that, I know that would wake him up because the garage door makes noise. Our bedroom is near the garage, so I feel like you would hear it. He would hear it. But DoorDash, I can turn off the Ring doorbell so that it won't ring. So even if they ring it, it won't ring in the house. And I can tell them in the little note, do not ring the doorbell, just text me when you're here. And the stairs for the room that I record in, the studio, are right by the front door. So I just slowly creep down the stairs. They leave the bag of food right in at the front door. I tell them to leave it there and text me. I don't want to have any contact with the driver. And then I can open the door. It is kind of squeaky. I need to get some WD-40 because I'm like, is he going to hear the door squeaking? But open the front door, grab the bag, close it quietly, and sneak back up the stairs. And he is never the wiser, doesn't wake him up. So that's what I did. And then on Saturday, I had a football game. I had bought tickets for my stepdad for he and I to go and see the Arkansas Razorbacks and the Ole Miss. We used to be the Rebels. I think they're the Black Bears now. I'm not really sure. But Ole Miss. And so And I was excited because Ole Miss is my team. Arkansas, I grew up, I mean, I've lived in Arkansas a majority of my life. So I'm a fan of Arkansas. So this game is always kind of, you know, I'll be happy whoever wins, because if Ole Miss wins, that's my alma mater. So of course I want them to win. But if Arkansas wins, that's the only other team in the SEC or in, you know, college football that I would want to win a game. And so I'm like, either one, I can be happy. Ole Miss wiped the floor with Arkansas. I was so happy. I don't know how happy my stepdad was, because he's more of an Arkansas fan. But it was like 63-31 or something like that. It was crazy. Do you guys know these people who can whistle? Who can, you know, they stick their finger in their mouth and they make that really loud whistle. Do you get the impression that these people are so proud of themselves for being able to whistle like that and want to do it at every opportunity? Is that a thing? Because so there was a guy behind us and our seats were great. Our seats were great as well. But there was a guy behind us in the stadium. Every time something would happen, he would whistle over and over and over, like, whoo, 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 whoo. I can't whistle like that, and you wouldn't want to hear it on the podcast anyway. It was so annoying. He was so proud of himself. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.